she's been sent a memo by nature, and that memo has come via Pakistan, that the global warming goals that we thought of, the timelines we thought of, are not going at the pace we thought they would, that the climate modeling is off, everything is off.
As far as the eye can see, there is an inland sea. Hospitals, schools, medical centers, power grids, everything has been taken over by the great deluge. We've been hearing stories from fathers who couldn't bury their children because there was no dry land. We've heard stories about children who were drinking from the same water where their dead cattle was floating.
The size of the water is so huge that if this water was there in Portugal, whole Portugal would be underwater. Whole Ecuador would be underwater. The Colorado Strait of the US would be underwater. The UK would be underwater. Entire UK. No city, no town without water. Everybody would be drowning in this water with 6 to 8 feet of water standing.
People in Pakistan have been rendered even more poor. Pakistan will probably see life expectancy go down. Pakistan will probably see infant mortality go up. Pakistan will probably see women dying at childbirth, that number go up. So a lot of really, in terms of human development index, in terms of human misery, I think it would be much worse for Pakistan.
Because climate change and trauma sees no borders. My country one day, tomorrow it's another. It is a big test case for humanity. It is a wake-up call to all the countries who've forgotten about multilateralism, about the rules of that global game, and how humanity has to fight to just keep its feet on the ground before the planet burns up.